Joel Berry and Nick till 4 as we get our second segment in with the Hall of Famer, Coach Kevin McHale. And, Coach, I think you probably have gotten some wind of this by now, but down on Kirby, home of the Texans, they have a coach general manager thing going on right now. People pointing fingers at each other, people not knowing who's to blame for what and who had their hand in what cookie jar to bring what players in. You've been on both sides of the equation. How delicate of a balance is that? And how tough is it when things go wrong as opposed to when you're cruising along doing things right?
Well, it's always much better when things are much easier when things are going right. But the reality is that, I mean, you got to keep all that stuff. We just talked about keeping stuff in the locker room. You know, at that point, you got to keep all that stuff behind closed doors. I mean, you got to sit down there and talk. And if you can be honest with each other and say, look, I never liked that guy coming in here. We shouldn't have done this trade. I told you we shouldn't have done this trade if you're the coach. I mean, and it doesn't work as a GM. You got to sit there and say, yeah, you know, you're right. You do have a lot of inner play. What happens sometimes is that if the GM just does stuff on a whim and says, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, doesn't really consult the head coach, there you end up at times like just going like, man, you know, what's that all about? But if you communicate and talk it through and are honest with each other and honest, you know, you can get through most things together, because there's going to be a time, hey, when things don't go well, people want accountability. If the head coach stands up and says, I tell you what, I didn't want my offensive right guard, I didn't like the tight end that we got, and I thought we didn't need a blocking back, and we got another running back, and that's why we can't run the ball. And the GM says, yeah, that's true. What do you mean? There's not a lot of beef. The problem is there's always a lot of revisionist history in that whenever anybody makes it, everybody says, I knew the guy would be great. And when the guy doesn't do well, that wasn't my choice. That was someone else's choice. And I think that's what destroys so much of that relationship between GM and coach.
Coach, let me ask you something on that point, too, because, you know, it's one thing to say in the draft that the general manager drafted his guy didn't get your guy. Or it's one thing to say, hey, you like a player, but he's thinking about now in the future, for whatever his reasoning might be, he may trade that player. But I want to know about communication, because what they're talking about now is who was in the discussions when they signed Brock Osweiler. As head coach in any sport, in professional sports, it just seems to me that if the general manager is going to make a move, especially for a position that's going to be very, very key in your offensive schemes, that you're going to be involved in the decision as the head coach. At least you're going to be informed, and there's going to be an inquiry with you about what you feel about player A, simply because you're going to have to deal with them. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there better be. I mean, if they just go out and all of a sudden they get a guy who wants to do the West Coast offense in football, and they get a a standard drop back, can't really throw the routes that you need in that offense, quick reads, all that stuff. You don't have that quarterback. How are you going to run it? I mean, you have to match up the philosophy with the coach, with the personnel, and there are times that doesn't happen. I got to believe that they ask the coach, hey, you know, can Brock Osweiler you do these things that you need him to do? If the answer is no, then you got to move on to another guy, because usually on your list of potential replacements or whatever you're looking for, you have four or five guys, and you sit down with each other and you say, this guy works better, that guy doesn't work, and okay, it's our first choice. A lot of times you don't get your first choice. Sometimes you don't get your second choice, but I mean, hey, if he was the third choice for everybody, well, that's just kind of what you got. And again, you know, when you're able to discuss those things and talk it out, and raise questions about guys that you don't like and tell them why you don't, as a coach, why you don't want that guy coming in. Or a lot of times what's happened is that, especially starting now in basketball, when you have a lot of different GMs coming in, a lot of the guys that are just numbers guys, you know, they come in with all the metrics and stuff. They might say, well, I want this guy. He fills these boxes. And then you say, that guy is the worst teammate in the history of basketball. We can't have that guy in our team. And how do you know that? Well, you know that because you talk around the league, and everybody, it's a very, very small league, and everybody knows what's going on in each other's teams. And so those are the things I think that you've got to work out and work together as a group.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.